Hello, everybody, and welcome back to this episode of Try Catch powered by EI2. We are joined today again by our innovation managers, Amy and Dane. If you've seen our recent episodes, you are familiar with them. If you haven't, I encourage you to go back and listen to our earlier episodes in this series on innovation. Today, we are talking about activating on our innovative ideas. And one big way that we do that here is through partnerships with groups who are specifically well-positioned with innovators like startups. So before we get into specific organizations that we partner with, Dane and Amy, why do we partner with these organizations?
Hey, well, thanks, Sydney, for the question. Thanks for having us back on. It's always good to chat with you. We partner because we can't do it all. And it's helpful for us to see outside our four walls, see what's happening. The partnerships bring these opportunities to us and also provide us educational opportunities too, that we can help teach teammates, customers, board members even on what's going on outside, again, outside of our footprint or our four walls, and helps us also find startups that are doing interesting things that may be able to, that we could bring internally here to solve a problem that we have. And so that's why we partner and why we like to do that. Amy, do you have anything to add, you know, why we're partnering outside?
Yeah, I will say, so there's only three innovation managers too. So it's really, really difficult to see everything. And so utilizing partnerships really opens our eyes to go outside the four walls, like Dane had stated. But I do think with only having three innovation managers, you have to leverage those partnerships. But yeah, I do think it's important to have those partnerships to be able to see outside the four walls. And also,
Amy, you're not working 24/7.
Oh, no, I am. No. Great question.
No. Yeah, it definitely, I agree with you though. Like it almost like exponentially allows us to expand without having to have more teammates. We're able to leverage these connections to do that. Like we can't be the smartest in everything. So we leverage experts in different areas to help us, for example. And this is one of those areas.
All right, so let's work our way into talking about the partnerships with these experts that we have. So we're going to talk about three in particular. And one cool fact is that these three organizations have bases in territories that our associations cover. So first, Plug and Play with Silicon Valley and Topeka, Kansas locations, The Combine in Lincoln, Nebraska, and Grand Farm in Fargo, North Dakota. So I will hand it over to you guys to give just like a little intro on all three of these. We can go in order if you like before we dive in a little bit deeper about all the innovations that these groups have brought to us or we have worked with them on.
Yeah, thanks, Sydney. So Plug and Play is, their headquarters is based out of Silicon Valley. They like to say that's where Google started. Literally, one of the images they show every time we go out there is of Google in front of their building because they had to lease some space within the Silicon Valley area, and they headquartered Google there for a while. And so it's kind of fun to have that story. And then they also have different verticals within Plug and Play, and Ag Tech and Animal Health is actually in a satellite location, which is in their Topeka, Kansas office. So that's kind of within our little footprint, but also Animal Health and Ag Tech are both housed in the Topeka, Kansas office. And we are closer aligned with both the Silicon Valley and the Topeka office just because of our financial and our ag side of things. And so that's kind of why we look at Plug and Play. Plug and Play is kind of in four different arms. So one would be their venture capitalists. We aren't necessarily able to directly invest into companies, but it is nice to have that background of who they're investing in, because we want to make sure that we are partnering with different companies that are going to be sustainable and continue on. So we do leverage that opportunity, but we just don't have the ability to invest in them unless we partner with RBIC. And we also point that out to them a lot of times if they're in a rural community. Hey, is there an opportunity here that you could get investments through the RBIC? The other part is They have an accelerator program. And so most of the startups go through their accelerator program. One advantage of partnering with Plug and Play for the accelerated program is that they don't take any equity from the startups. It's all free for the startup to actually participate in their accelerator program, which is really a benefit to the startups. The third arm is the corporate part. So we are a corporate partner through our partnership with Plug and Play. And there's multiple companies that are partners. So for example, like US Bank on the fintech side, BNP Paribas, it's global. So it's not just within the US. BNP is actually out of Paris. And so we actually have had multiple conversations with BNP just to learn from them on the innovation side. So you get connected with multiple corporates. Another example would be Cargill on the ag tech side. So we were able to have some conversations with Cargill just to better understand, is there opportunity, and also learn from them on their innovation side. So how are they structured? Can we leverage their expertise to make our innovation team better as well? Outside of that, the fourth part is they're a matchmaker. So they have the startups on the accelerator side. They have the corporates on the bigger side. And we are looking to help partner with some of the startups because, like Dane had alluded to, is we can't just act within our four walls and we can't produce everything. We need to have some help with some of the partnerships. And so looking at the innovative ideas with the startups or companies that are coming out of the Plug and Play accelerators, they match us with the problems that we're currently trying to solve. So Plug and Play has really got a lot of different avenues that we utilize them for. Another thing that I guess I didn't point out is the trends kind of within the VC side, but it's the trends because right now ag tech is on the downturn. And so there's not a lot of investments going happening. And so sometimes we're seeing a lot of the same startups within the ag tech side, but that's just because of the market that we're in. And so just learning some of those trends have really helped our team kind of understand what's coming out of the ag tech side or the fintech side, if there's multiple things that are happening on the VC.
Amy, I think something that's interesting as I've tried to learn more about Plug and Play, and you're certainly the expert, and it's like fun to learn from you, is I just assumed like the startups were these small little operations just getting started, but they have like a well, like some are small, some are pretty big, like hundreds of employees, maybe even approaching 1,000. Do you maybe want to just share a little bit about that, or like how their program works, the accelerator program, and how they match these little startups and big startups? And I find it interesting.
Yeah, that's fair. There is actually anywhere between like pre-seed companies that are coming through Plug and Play all the way to Series C or D that come through the actual batches. So there's a lot of terminology that comes around Plug and Play. And there's a lot of questions on like, well, what's a vertical? What's a program? What's all these different things? And so Plug and Play has, like I said, the many arms, but they also have different industries. So for example, fintech, ag tech, there's sports, there's health, there's just so many different verticals. And so each of their partners are aligned in part of the verticals. So for example, fintech, we are part of that accelerator program. We're part of the ag tech. There's also like an AI and enterprise, which isn't really an industry. It's just a large group of people that are interested in learning more about the AI and enterprise space. So we send Plug and Play our problems that we're trying to solve, and they then go and pull everybody part of the fintech batch. So there's 90 plus partners. And so they look at all the different types of problems that these companies are trying to solve. So if like for us, for example, maybe something to the extent within the payments realm or wealth management. And so we send them this information, and then they source out hundreds of companies, and they send us a file and say, hey, these are the companies that we think would match some of the problems that you guys are trying to solve. We then go through the list and we identify and rate them like, hey, these are the top four, these are the top five, these are top six, however many we just rate based off of what we think is going to be useful for us. And then they then source through that again through all the partners. And we then get a select few, I think up to like 20 different startups or companies, I should say, that are matching the problems that are being solved. Then we go through a selection day. And selection day, then we actually get to see pitches that are happening. And we then rate them again. And it dwindles their accelerator program down to probably 10 to 15 companies. And that's who goes through the accelerator program. And so as we get to see them through the accelerator program, we work with the companies and try to figure out like, okay, they are actually truly solving our problems. We're running POCs, we're running pilots. We're trying to figure out like, is this an opportunity where we can scale it or do we fail fast? Like, so say for example, we're going through a POC and it's just not producing what we imagined that it was going to do, we then just kill that project and we move on to a different company or a different problem that we're trying to solve within our strategic planning.
I think what's interesting too is their model allows us to have some control in it where we get to vote on these, essentially these companies to go through this batch. And that's an interesting model. It aligns the needs of, for example, ourselves and other organizations like us with startups that are trying to solve a problem. So now the startups actually have some potential customers as they go through the accelerator, and they're not just trying to solve a problem that doesn't exist.
Yeah. And I think there's been some times where they'll pivot during the middle of the accelerator batch because they're finding that their problem actually, the solution that they have presented isn't exactly what the partners are looking for, and they'll pivot. And it was so dramatic sometimes. I'm like, that's not what they started out with, but now they're actually solving a need that we have. And so let's talk again. So it's just kind of fun to see the wheels turn mm-hmm. a little bit too. And that's why I like working with some of the smaller companies too, because they can pivot fast.
Right. Yeah.
So the Combine's based out of Lincoln, Nebraska, and it really just focuses on Nebraska-based incubation startups. So it's truly an incubator. So they look for startups. So a company that we've worked with is Bovi. They're actually in the Combine now, which is exciting. Bovi is a company that will utilize satellite imagery and take pictures aerially from satellite, and they will then put boundaries around a lard feed yard. And if you have a lard feed yard, you know that there's lots of small pens inside the feed yard, and they are able to put boundaries around each of the pens and then count cows. So thinking about like there's 25,000 cows inside of a feed yard, and you have to count each one of them to do an appraisal or a borrowing base. And so we are now able to do it. Instead of sending out somebody literally to count cows in a pen, we can now just do it via satellite. And so they're now at the Combine, which is great. There's a lot of other companies that are out of the Combine. And it's interesting. So we are actually technically a sponsor instead of just a partner. And so we have donated money or given a sponsorship, but we also work with them to identify problems. And they're like, hey, here's some companies that are potentially use cases that could potentially lead to a POC or a pilot. And we kind of, again, just like with Plug and Play, some of the startups, you can pivot them or help them. With Bovi, they were kind of starting from scratch, and we were their first company that they were working with. So we were able to help them go from an MVP to a full-scale product and help them design, whether it be UX, what should we do next on this page? Is there an opportunity that we can improve this page? So really the incubator as a Combine, they're really MVPs and they're just starting out versus Plug and Play. It could be the pre-seed all the way up mm-hmm. to the larger companies as well. The Combine is really cool. I think it brings in startups to Nebraska, which is nice, and creating a safe ecosystem here. It's actually, and I should say, it is housed on the Innovation Campus for the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. So it's right on campus there, which is nice.
Very cool. I think they call this area the Silicon Prairie.
Yes.
You know, as like kind of juxtaposed to the Silicon Valley that Plug and Play is headquartered in. So very cool. And who wants to take up giving us an overview of Grand Farm?
Well, I can share on Grand Farm, and I think the Silicon Prairie hopefully comes all the way up to Fargo, because I think we would argue it does. And Fargo has a lot of activity in general around ag tech, and one of those spearheading that activity is the Grand Farm. And so Grand Farm is a collaborative network of farmers, growers, corporations, startups, educators, researchers, government, investors. They're all working together to solve problems in agriculture using technology and innovation. Grand Farm has an actual presence now. They have 640 acres, a whole section of land outside of Fargo near Castleton, North Dakota. And in that, they have a whole shop, operation. They have plots for startups and a full kind of ecosystem that they're building out outside of Fargo, along with operations here too in Fargo. But what they do, or why we, I guess, work with them is you know, we're committed to supporting a vast ecosystem of and focus on enabling and advancing innovation in agriculture. Grand Farm helps us do that, and they help us leverage and identify business and customer faced solutions that build a brighter future for agriculture. So we've been working with them for Ag Country. Farm Credit has been working with them for some time, and now all the associations, of course, have been. And they do a few different things. They do this ecosystem development. I kind of mentioned that. So they're working with different larger corporations like ourselves, government entities, but also with startups. And then they provide a lot of education. We just came from, we're recording in June, late June here, but early June they had Ag Tech Week in Fargo, and they're a big player in that. And they provide a lot of education on the new technologies that are coming out there, what farmers are looking for. And really, I would highly recommend listeners to check out Ag Tech Week in Fargo for 2026. It's always a great week, a lot of people to meet, a lot of events happening in general. And so please come up to Fargo and experience that. So they provide, what I was getting at is they provide a lot of education, and we value that as well in working with them. On the startup front, they essentially, their operations out in Castleton allow startups to take a plot of land at a really reasonable price and test out their products. So it could be biologicals that they're testing. It could be a robot. There's robots out there, by the way. It could be soil sensors that they're testing out. And Grand Farm will actually manage the planting of the crops. They'll help with the harvest. They'll help with just all the upkeep of the plot. And the startup gets to see real world examples of their product in use. Some of these startups don't have access to actual farms or farm ground as they're getting started. So this is a great opportunity to do some research. And you even have, like I say, startups, there's even bigger companies out there doing testing, PTX, which is a large operation in ag tech. They have a facility out there as well, and they're testing out different equipment, their brand, other brands, just to provide research data to farmers on what the best equipment is to, or what the best use of equipment is for different farming operations, especially here in the Valley and in North Dakota.
Dane, don't they have field days where people can go out and see them doing some testing?
Yeah, they do. Actually, during Ag Tech Week, they had some field day activities going on a couple different days. You could go out there, and they had John Deere's large, I think it's the RX9. I got to make sure I get the letters right. The big tractor, it was driving all by itself autonomously. There was no driver in it. It was doing some tillage work. They had some robots from NDSU out there. iGen's robot was out there. That actually goes in between the rows of sugar beets and hoes weeds out. So everything small to big they had out there, which is pretty cool to see. I'm trying to think. There was another startup out there that was pretty cool. It was taking. It was able to do nutrient analysis using imagery on like corn leaves, for example. So using that, you could quickly get a response on what the nutrients are in that corn, and if you should, you know, kind of what your prescription should be on your fertilizer that you should apply in season. Fascinating stuff. This guy's out of Canada. So these connections are pretty cool too, how they're bringing in companies, not just locally, but I think he was from New Brunswick. I learned so much about New Brunswick. I didn't even know. I guess it's kind of like the Cajun area. Fascinating of the Canadian area, Canadian Cajun maybe is the way to put it, but really cool companies and people that we're meeting. And you know, like I said, we work with them for the ecosystem development, to meeting these startups, meeting these potential partners as well as they scale up and potentially even customers too.
Is there a lot of expansion going on with Grand Farm?
Well, Grand Farm's expanded rapidly over the past few years. It started with a small plot of land and a tent and some porta potties. So it's definitely expanded more recently. Last year they opened up their brand new shop on the site after they got the 640 acres. They're still improving land out there, doing a lot of stuff around the operation, but now they have a large shop where they do educational events out there. We've hosted different events out there, and they've even had the secretary, the USDA Secretary of Ag, Brooke Rollins, out there as well, and done different tours, and different events are hosted out there alongside these startup plots that they're trying out different things. So it's really expanded. And the Cultivate Conference, part of Ag Tech Week, continues to bring in more and more attendees.
Yeah, I think so with Grand Farm too, the facilities are really, really cool. I've been out there twice now, and just the evolution of Grand Farm has been amazing to watch. The other thing too, within the partnerships, so we've got a partnership with Grand Farm, we have a relationship with Plug and Play. Last year we brought them two together and hosted an event together at the Grand Farm facilities with Plug and Play. So that was kind of fun, just to bring two partnerships that are separate together to put on an event for our teammates alongside with CoBank and American Ag Credit. So it was kind of fun to see that come together as well.
Totally. And when I was at the Cultivate Conference a couple weeks ago, I sat next to the leader of the combine. So there you go. All of them are connected now.
That's awesome.
Well, this has been great. I'm glad I've just let you guys just like roll and like bounce off of each other. We've got to know a lot of great information and a chance to highlight and spotlight these organizations that you work with on the innovation team. And it's cool how, you know, it's benefiting us. It's benefiting the organizations that use the word incubate the startups, and the startups themselves and all of these ideas and all of these businesses get to grow out of that, which is very cool. Before we come to an end today, are there any anecdotes or anything that you want to share about any particular like specific innovations? I know we had a trends episode already. I know we mentioned Bovi, or any specific takeaways about like the act of activating on ideas.
Amy, could you share? I think one way with Plug and Play is through the verticals that Amy was talking about. And we just started our own vertical. Amy, could you share what a vertical is and what it actually means? I think we can talk about deal flows too, and how we use those.
Yeah. So going back to Sydney's question too, for the wrap up, is like, how do you activate on some of these? Well, with the Plug and Play relationship, we actually just started our own vertical. So I talked about FinTech, we talked about Ag Tech. Yeah. Well, how do you intertwine them? Mm-hmm. And so we actually created our own vertical called Seed for Growth. We just launched it out actually at the summit about 2 weeks ago. And it's composed of only currently Farm Credit partners. So we've got Farm Credit Services America, Ag Country, Frontier Farm Credit. We have American Ag Credit. We've got CoBank. We've got Farm Credit East. And we have financial partners, so FPI, that have joined all that vertical. And so we're taking the intersection of FinTech and Ag Tech, and we're combining them. So that way we get a lot more value. And so looking, instead of being part of these verticals that are 90 plus companies, now it's really identified like, oh, there's a huge need for just our area of expertise of ag tech and fintech. And so let's activate on those. And so we just launched this program this year. And so we're hoping to get a lot more value out of the Plug and Play relationship. Really, really excited about it. I think there's a lot of opportunity. And not only that, but going back to our mission of evolving to be the most financial, or agricultural's most financial partner, we can now really leverage that Plug and Play and be mission focused on the farm credit system as a whole. So not only are we just looking at ourselves, but can we innovate within the system? So we're getting some more partners from the farm credit system and saying, hey, we have a specialized opportunity that we need to focus on for this one project or problem that we're trying to solve. Are there other associations or entities within the farm credit system that have the same problem as us? Let's learn together. Instead of just activating on each individual one, we can learn together and share our expertise on that. So it's really, really exciting. It's not just going to be us like forefront, it's all of us together. And we're making sure that we can be more sustainable just in the farm credit system altogether. So It's really exciting.
Yeah, that's very cool. I know, as you were talking about earlier, it's like great to hear that we get some say-so in, you know, what ideas are being activated on, and we get to say, hey, we want to solve these problems, and now you have an even more specialized way to do that. That's great.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I'm excited to see where the partnership goes with all of just, not just with Plug and Play, but with the Combine Grand Farm and also all the other associations that are included in the ecosystem of innovation.
And it like converts into, we have, for example, two pilots that are active right now, one in the insurance space, one, and then it's kind of insurance risk, all of the above, but we have two active pilots and they were sourced startups from Plug and Play or Grand Farm, just these partnerships, we were able to source them. I don't know who claims which one, but you sometimes start to see them repetitive, these companies in different spaces. But the great part is, again, this ecosystem, these partnerships that we have help us find these startups, these companies. Again, some of them are not just startups, they're bigger than a startup, to solve these problems. And we are piloting, we are trying to see if it actually solves our customers' problems and our pain points too.
Very cool. The sky's the limit. And I'm excited to see what more partnerships and innovation comes out of it all. I think that will be a wrap for today.
Sydney, can we get you up to Egg Tech Week next year?
Oh, we might just do that. So yeah, that's...
I think a podcast episode would be great right from... right here in Fargo.
Oh, right. We can do it in person in Fargo next time instead of having to have you join online. But yeah, that's a good reminder. You heard Dane shout out Ag Tech Week. So check that out for the next go around in 2026. I wanted to mention, Amy mentioned RBIC earlier in that acronym. That's Rural Business Investment Company. Those are a part of the Rural Business Investment Program. And we did a whole episode on that a couple episodes back with our portfolio manager, Zach Macklin. So that's a really cool program as well for investing in innovation in the ag fintech spaces, as well as some of that collaboration with others in the farm credit system, because they're also involved in that program. So that's another you should go check out. Really, you should just go check out the whole series and stay tuned for more episodes of TriCatch. Thank you for joining us today. Have a good one.
Thanks, Sydney.